Hello and welcome to Behind the Journey. On this show, I talk about where I've been for 2 weeks and about my vaccine experience. I'm at my prime. Hey, hey, I'm at my prime. Whoa. Said I'm at my prime. Hello and welcome to another episode. And first and foremost, I need to apologize profusely. For not doing the last 2 weeks. I had my vaccine, the Tuesday before the episode I missed. Felt like shit. I thought it was a justifiable reason to swerve a podcast. And then, my kind of like symptoms got even worse. And the following Tuesday, I was absolutely battered. And I think it's going to make it for an interesting episode, a really, really interesting episode for several different reasons. Let me go from the start. So rewind back to the vaccine. I'm of the camp, and I've always been the camp, that the vulnerable needed to be vaccinated first. The vulnerable needed to be looked after because, of course, if they got COVID, they could unfortunately die. And if we vaccinated that generation, that population, that group of individuals, we could then unlock the country and we could progress with life as normal as we possibly could be. We did that quite early as a country. We kind of got that kind of vulnerability phase all done within about 3 or 4 months. And the government has then rolled through the vaccination program to more and more individuals. I then got a text early in June saying, Pete, it's time for your vaccine. And I didn't really believe that it was the right thing to do. I didn't believe that I should have a vaccine. So I did huge amounts of research regarding possible side effects for young individuals. I did loads of research in terms of looking at the possible kind of reasons behind long COVID and COVID symptoms. And I kind of sat there and weighed up the pros and cons of injecting this vaccine into me. So I looked at the COVID symptoms in my demographic. I looked at the vaccine side effects in my demographic, and I kind of landed on the fact that, and then I spoke to my friends who all said, Pete, just get a fucking vaccine. What's the problem? Stop trying to be fucking edgy, an edgy millennial. Then I got lectures from people telling me about the mRNA and how it's a protein formula and there's no side effects, la, 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 right? And I landed on the idea and a theory that actually the one thing I was really concerned about getting was long COVID. And long COVID would actually really probably destroy me because I love running. I love exercise. Every single time I feel rather shit, I just run and I feel better. So I was really concerned that if I got long COVID, then actually it would really do me over. You know, it really would affect me long term. I wasn't really concerned about anything else. I didn't really believe that I'd have any harsh symptoms or whatever. I mean, the possibilities obviously are there, but I didn't believe that that would be an issue. It was really long COVID would be the problem. So I decided that because of that, I was more concerned by the long COVID than I was from the possible side effects of a vaccine. I would go and get my vaccine. And on the 20-ish of June, whatever the Tuesday is, I went and got my vaccine. And I stood in the, and I'm saying this exactly how as it happened, that I'm saying this really, really open. And so you all understand, A, my mindset, and B, the scenario. And then you can make your own decision based on this information, right? I'm not an anti-vax. I'm not a pro-vax. You do your own research and you decide what you want to do. You know, the information's out there, you make your own decision. So I went for my vaccine. I was standing in the queue, actually. It's quite funny. I remember saying to the person I was with that I felt like I was Tom Cruise in that film, The Day Before Tomorrow, you know, where he just keeps on dying and coming back and to the same point. I said it's a joke, right? Because I was probably nervous or whatever. I was just bantering away. But anyway, I kind of wish I could go back to that point and not have this vaccine. But anyway, I then went and queued up for the vaccine, had a vaccine, didn't really feel much of a problem. Had the Pfizer vaccine, sat down on the chair, sat there for about 5 minutes and started feeling really, really faint. So I fainted, cracked my head on the concrete floor. I woke up with 5 or 6 people around me, the barriers, you know, the secret shield things around me. And then they kind of whisked me off to this like side room where they just double checked I was okay and made sure everything was fine. And they said that basically you'd fainted. They put it down to anxiety or worry or whatever. And I said, yeah, that to be fair, that makes a lot of fucking sense because every single time I give blood, I faint. I think I'm just scared of needles, which is just a normal life thing, right? People are just scared of needles. But every single time I give blood, I always faint. It's just a natural thing. But I didn't think that I'd faint on a needle going in the other way. But yeah, I can understand that's kind of where. So So I fainted and I stayed there for about half an hour, 40 minutes, kept feeling a bit faint, kept feeling not faint. But anyway, about 45 minutes later, I thought, right, cool, going to drive home. Won't worry too much. Got home, didn't feel too bad, felt quite tired. And then I think that was a Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I kind of like had as work from home because I didn't really know how I was going to react with the side effects. Felt a bit tired, a bit sleepish, you know, sort of thing. Started having like a pain in my like chest area. Obviously pain on the location of the needle, whatever. Didn't really think much of it. On kind of felt fine. Went out with the boys on Saturday. I went out for lunch on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then a Tuesday after, so a week after, I got this really, really bad arm pain, like this really bad arm pain where I basically had pinned the needle shooting up and down my left arm where the injection was, like shooting up and down my arm. Felt really, really heavy, really, really dead. Felt really, really uncomfortable. I'd sit in meetings and just be like, I can't even sit in this meeting. Like my arm is absolute agony. I decided that the best thing for me to do is to call 111, right? So I called 111. I went on the phone with them and they were like, look, you need to get into A&E. You need to get a checkup. You need to come in like ASAP. And so they said, like, you know, come in like 2 hours time or whatever. So I went in 2 hours time, walked in, got my like blood, I got my blood pressure checked, my, you know, all these things checked, took a picture of it because I like monitoring things like that just for life. And they were quite high, like my blood pressure was high. And then I went to see the like A&E guy and he said, oh, you probably got some like muscle tension in your neck or whatever. And he started doing these like forward, backward arms twists to make sure like, is anything hurting? Is anything pulling? Is it a neck muscle issue? He was convinced there was nothing wrong with my arm. He was convinced there was nothing wrong with anything there. He just thought maybe like you got a trapped nerve. And from that point, I was kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. Like obviously I fell, I hit my head on the ground. There could have been like a trapped nerve or whatever. So I kind of like moved on with my life. Took some like paracetamol, ibuprofen, you know, a bit of DP, and it's been gradually getting better and better and better and better. Had small things like, you know, like in my eye, like I'd have like my blood vessels burst a bit in my left eye, all just random shit like that. And I started becoming really, really like apparent of like all these things that were happening around me. Then I started like finding it difficult to breathe or whatever. So I called 111 again. They're like, yeah, okay, but if you're still having difficulty breathing, then we have to call 111. You have to call it, send an ambulance out. I was like, cool. Obviously, I didn't say cool, but you know what I'm saying? And then they call me back. And this is the thing. This is the pit that really changed my fucking mindset. And this is the lesson I'm trying to give you right now. So I got a phone call back in an hour's time. And this woman answered the phone. And she was the greatest person to ever have on the fucking phone, to be honest with you. Everyone else was kind of like making me feel worse. Right. Every call I had, I want you to understand, every call I fucking had made me feel worse and worse and worse. I'm probably going to send an ambulance out. Yeah, have you got a chest pain right now? You know, all this sort of shit. This woman called up and she said, I'm just caught returning the call because, you know, we told you we'd call you back in an hour's time to make sure you're okay. I said, yeah. I said, I feel a bit better, but my chest is still hurting. My arm's still hurting. My throat, it feels like it's swelling a little bit. And she just said to me, she goes, I think, you know, it's been a really difficult time for many different people. Lots of pressures going on. You know, work would probably be a bit more stressed than normal. And, you know, it's a really worrying time for anyone. We're obviously locking now. You know, we've got all these things going on in their lives. And I just went, are you basically telling me to like chill the fuck out? And she went, yeah, I'm telling you to chill the fuck out. And I went, okay, you're a superstar. Thank you very much. Cheers. And I turned and I thought to myself, I need to calm the fuck down. I had myself completely and utterly programmed into this over-the-top fucking research of all these different fucking side effects from everything in our fucking lives. And I'm a person who doesn't get fucking worried. I don't want to tell you this really fucking clear. I don't worry about shit. I don't get fucking anxious. I don't get fucking stressed. I don't worry about anything. I want you to understand that. Nothing. And there I fucking was, thinking to my fucking self that I'm about to fucking die from a vaccine, right? That I was sweating profusely. I was a week to 10 days later, sweating profusely, pins into my fucking arm, chest pain, fucking finding hard to breathe. I had done so much fucking research into the side effects of this vaccine that the fucking side effects were happening even though they were fucking there. And that woman basically said to me, essentially, calm the fuck down. I thought to myself, I have got the definition of a placebo. This is a fucking placebo if I've ever fucking seen one. I came in the next day, a bit of heat. Remember, I don't think for one second my arm wasn't fucking hurt and I didn't have pins and needles. I think for one second I fucking definitely had that, right? I definitely did have that. But I was probably over-dramatizing the pain in my head, right? And I just did a podcast. So anyway, let me get to the point. So, you know, obviously, you know, I thought, fuck, I need to calm down here. And then I started, you know, the pain, I started thinking to myself, right, I need to fucking calm the fuck down. Did a nice little run because I haven't been running for 2 weeks because obviously I was, you know, feeling unwell. Did a run, forced a run out, felt so much better. Started relaxing. Still a bit of pain in my arm, comes and goes, but we move with our lives. And I just had a podcast with Spooner just now. And I told Spooner basically this exact same story. And he said, because he's always a good man with knowledge, and that podcast comes out next week. And he said to me, some scientists did a study, la, la, la. And they said the number one drug in the world is your mind. And the placebo effect is the biggest effect we have. And I thought to myself then, as soon as he said that, I was like, 90% of the fucking side effects I had probably were placebo. 90% of the worry I had was just from anxiety. All the fucking worry and concern that I had was getting processed over and over and over again. And every bit of pain and every fucking blood vessel that burst my eye, which probably just fucking happened from me being so stressed or whatever from it, all added to it. And I started thinking to myself, I will get myself fucking ill if I keep fucking worrying. I need to chill the fuck out. So do I wish I had this vaccine? I kind of wish I didn't have it, because then I wouldn't be fucking worrying about having the vaccine and having this conversation right now. But I'm really intrigued, and I want to find out, and if any of you guys know the answer to this question, I want to know the actual realistic stats on placebo effects in most modern day medicine. I reckon it's fucking huge. I also want to know that the 111 calls, the increase in 111 calls post-vaccine. And what I mean by that is, have we seen as a nation an increase in non-emergency phone calls after the massive intake of vaccines? As in, is the fucking whole UK panicking based on these random fucking things they've had from this vaccine that they've been so worried about because, you know, 26-year-old men have been getting heart inflammations over in Israel because of the Pfizer vaccine. These are all the fucking stats that I have welded in my head that made me concerned about this fucking vaccine. And I'm really intrigued to know what the answer to those questions are. But at the same time, I don't want to fucking research it anymore because I'm sick to the fucking back teeth of feeling shit from a vaccine. But I feel 10 times better from when she said calm the fuck down. And I feel 10 times better from that feeling when Spooner told me the placebo is the biggest fucking drug in the world. Mad. It is absolutely mental what our fucking mind can do to us. It's absolutely baffling what our mindset can do. And if this is just a mindset from a placebo, imagine what our mindset is when it comes to the things we listen to, the things we fucking read, the people we talk to, the fucking social media accounts we follow, all of this stuff that is happening on a regular fucking basis. We're feeding our fucking mind with this stuff. And it took me this bloody injection in my arm to realize that our minds need more fucking protection than ever before. I thought that I was the most fucking mentally strong individual I've fucking ever met in my life. I fucking crumbled from a fucking vaccine. Mad. Now, I'm not to say for once, I mean, hopefully I'm fine, right? But the mindset I'm having right now is I'm fucking fine. Get on with it, Pete. Grow up. My arm still hurts, but that's fine. I'll take that for fucking 3 weeks. My arm hurting. Who fucking knows what happened there? Hopefully in a couple more weeks, it'll be perfectly fine. Maybe I've got a fucking bit of back pain. Whatever, I'll roll with that. But it's crazy when someone literally stares you in the eyes and goes, calm the fuck down, essentially, is what was said to me on the phone. And you go, Jesus Christ, I do need to calm the fuck down. What the fuck is wrong with me? And I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed for my fucking brain to be putting these stupid fucking thoughts that have been affecting me fucking physically because the placebo effect is a real fucking thing. And I've just realized it. And I'm intrigued if any of you have ever experienced a placebo effect, because I'm telling you right now, it's fucking awful, man. My arm still hurts, my chest still hurts a little bit, but I'm in the mindset that's the placebo. And I'm just going to fucking roll with it for the next few weeks and see how I get on. But yeah. That's why I didn't have fucking 2 weeks of podcast. The first one generally didn't feel great. The second one, fucking placebo, I reckon got me. I hope. But yeah, so other than that, man, work has been good. I've been working remote to try and fucking get through the bloody placebos and getting through all the bullshit I've been going through from this vaccine. I'm away on holiday next week, which is the reason I pre-recorded the episode with Spooner, because next week I'm going to schedule the episode to go out. It's an amazing, amazing conversation with Sean Spooner. He's one of the people I look up to in the world of business. We've been from the same place. We've been on the same journey together. He runs a great agency. He is the guy I go to for words of wisdom. He's the guy that says, oh, there's a stat on this. Oh, there's a book on this. Oh, I spoke to a person about this. He is what I believe defines a investigator. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's looking for the right knowledge all the time. And I'm really looking to call him a good mate. And I speak to him about everything in life. This podcast was a weird one. I wanted to tell you what I've been through the last 2 weeks. I wanted to say it because some of you may be going through the same thing. This podcast, remember, is a monologue for myself, but hopefully you get guys get value from it. And hopefully if you're having some shit from this vaccine, maybe what I've said will help. Maybe what I have said will support you on your journey. As always, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you guys next week.